This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many powerful photos were posted to the internet following the August 9, 2014 shooting of Michael Brown. One of those photos was taken by Post-Dispatch photographer Robert Cohen. It shows a young African-American male, his face wrenched in a scream of sorrow, anger, frustration, and fear. Next to him is a woman, her face grimaced in sadness, her hand on his shoulder. These two people, 21-year-old Jamel Spann and 47-year-old Elizabeth Vega, sat down at StoryCorps St. Louis to talk about the Michael Brown shooting and that photographic moment in time.
Do you remember where you were when you found out about Mike Brown?
I had woken up in my brother's house, and a dear friend of mine witnessed the incident from start to finish. And in that very moment, it threw me into a state of daze. Now, I come from a very long military family. Every member of my family has had some stake in defending this country and their fellow man, regardless of the leaders who were in place, regardless of what the leaders thought about my people. They've always gone above and beyond the call of duty. You know, their motto, protect us from all threats, both foreign and domestic. And to see such a heavy domestic threat like this, it shook me. My only fear in this life as a man is being powerless to prevent injustice brought against those I love. Whether I know you or not makes no difference. I have love for all of my fellow human beings.
Tell me what you were thinking at that moment as the police are advancing on us. You and I had never met.
The one thing running through my mind then, it's these are my people. How could anybody bring themselves to want to inflict such harm mentally, emotionally, and physically on good people who have love for complete strangers and for our leaders to treat us like less than when we are all humans? It hurt me, and pain is the one thing that every person on this planet can relate to. You have to recognize someone else as a human being.
That was a distillation for me, why I was in this moment. You were saying, let them shoot me. They're going to shoot me anyway. It might as well be for something that I believe in. And I remember trying to get you to walk, and you didn't want to walk. I was so afraid that you were going to get hurt. And I remember the helplessness and but wanting to just stay there. And yeah. I mean, I remember the tears streaming down your face. And do you remember everybody surrounding you?
I never forget. When every time I think about it, the warmth from the memory comes over me. It was you. It were some old friends from high school. It were some mutual friends of them. And they were all really trying to keep me centered. But at that moment, being a black man growing up in 21st century St. Louis, Missouri, there has always been giant tension between us and the police.
What was that like for you at that moment when you made the decision to walk away?
I had to remember that letting my emotions cloud my judgment is always the first step towards a downfall. In that moment, being surrounded by all of you who honestly cared for me as a human being, sometimes retreating so that you can get your bearings and process, it does not make you a coward. It makes you the smarter man for engaging the enemy on your own terms. And I realized right then and there, we had to come together and use every last bit of my mental faculty and my resources at my disposal to try to mold this into a better future for my nieces and nephews and my godchildren, and just for the man or the woman standing right beside me, arms locked as we stare down police tyranny. I refused to sit idly by. I knew I had to do something.
That was Jamel Spann and Elizabeth Vega. Their conversation is archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can see the photo at stlpublicradio.org.